two health crises will confront President-elect Joe Biden when he takes office on January 20th, the coronavirus pandemic and the opioid epidemic. The addiction crisis has taken a backseat to COVID-19 since spring, but it hasn't gone away. The number of overdose deaths nationwide was growing in the months before the pandemic, and according to the Centers for Disease Control, the surge has only accelerated since then. WCPN's Nick Castell reports that treatment providers in Northeast Ohio hope Biden will make the addiction crisis a top priority.
At Stella Maris, a nonprofit addiction recovery center on Cleveland's west side, as many as 200 people can be on the wait list for detox. And when a client's number comes up, Daniel Lettenberger Klein, the center's director, says there's a short but important window of opportunity.
Literally, it is choosing between life and death, coming into treatment or not. And if somebody's willing at that moment when they call, there's no guarantee that when we call them back 2 days later when we have a bed for them, that they're still willing.
As the CEO of the Ohio Association of County Behavioral Health Authorities, Sherry Walter represents agencies that fund substance recovery efforts. She says Biden's coronavirus task force needs to consider how the pandemic complicates the opioid crisis, leaving people to face their addictions in isolation.
When you talk about mental illness and addiction, you're kind of talking about those issues of despair. More people are losing their jobs. They can't see their families.
Many treatment providers credit the Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion with allowing people to afford recovery services, especially adults without children. They want the new administration to ensure that Medicaid remains well-funded. And Walter hopes Biden will go further, expanding the types of services eligible for Medicaid reimbursement.
In the best of all worlds, we'd love to be able to see Medicaid cover room and board for people who are in residential treatment.
Providers also want Biden to keep a campaign promise to enforce parity laws, requiring insurers to cover addiction recovery to the same degree they cover other health procedures. Beyond federal rules, federal spending is necessary because states can't go it alone, says Ohio University Associate Professor Dan Skinner.
I would assume that that's one of the lessons that the Biden administration is going to learn about a number of things, especially COVID, but the opioid crisis as well, that to convince states to take action, you need to offer support. States can't bankroll some of these huge health crises.
Biden could also invest in rural internet connections, Skinner says, helping recovery centers use telemedicine to reach people in need who live far from help.
If you're in Columbus or Cincinnati or Cleveland or, you know, one of the other major cities, there are pretty good services and supports that have been put into place over the last few years. But if you're living in a rural area, you likely do not have that same kind of capacity.
Treatment providers are already experimenting with telemedicine during the pandemic, forcing them to balance coronavirus precautions with the social connection that's necessary for people in recovery. The stress of isolation has some worrying that providers and the federal government may see a post-COVID surge in people seeking help with substance use disorder. Even so, Sherry Walter says help is still available.
There are all kinds of places you can get help right now. I think one of the things people think is a lot of, you know, doctor's offices and so forth, they've ratcheted back what they're doing. The recovery system is still open in the state of Ohio.
And it will be open on January 20th when a new administration confronts a crisis that has gripped the country for years. For Here and Now, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.